Grannene ved Nismefra.
A huge crowd, including Holocaust survivors, celebrate as a scroll of the Torah, the Jewish scriptures, is carefully carried into the 190-year-old Obuda Synagogue. The dedication ceremony comes ahead of Wednesday's Jewish New Year prayers here. Israel's chief rabbi, Yonah Metzger, who had come to Budapest for the events, told VOA News that the synagogue's reopening marks a new beginning for Hungary's Jewish community.
Because of the Holocaust, a lot of people didn't come back to their places in this synagogue. And after some years, the communists took it and they changed it as to a museum of textile. After this, to a TV studio. So for us to come back after 50 years, this gives us the feeling, first of all, that the Renaissance in here in Hungary is real, true.
He adds, however, that many Hungarian Jewish people remain afraid to openly attend religious services.
Because the trauma of the Holocaust, there are here people that they don't think that it's necessary to say that they are Jews, because they are afraid can be that will the Holocaust once more happen. Who knows?
Yet several Holocaust survivors still come to listen to rabbis in the same synagogue some of them had attended when they were young. Among other survivors is 73-year-old András Szász. He says it is a miracle that he can be at the reopening of the synagogue.
Nem tudom, önök jártak egy szvátba, vagy a magyar nyelvterületről származó zsidón mentumot ajándékoztam a múlva.
He explains that he has a document that he was to go on a train for Jewish children to Switzerland. His mother made a mistake with the departure time, which was lucky for him, as the train was bombed and everyone died. He says a Christian family in Budapest eventually managed to hide him and his parents in their home during the war. At least 600,000 Hungarian Jews died during the war, when Hungary was a close ally of Nazi Germany. The young rabbi Shlomo Kövesh, who leads the Obuda synagogue, admits that he is concerned about re-emerging extremism in Hungary after the far-right movement for a better Hungary, or Jobbik, became the third largest party in recent elections. However, he says the still ongoing renovation of his synagogue is the best way to answer such concerns.
The community, from its own strength, renovates it and uses it again for the same purpose, for the prayers, and that is the answer to all those voices that are here, the strengthening anti-Semitism, the strengthening racism. The best answer is to build, to get the community together, to build and show that we're still living and give a chance to people to go come back to their original identity.
The Israeli government agrees. In letters, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu describes the reopened synagogue as the symbol of a Jewish renaissance, while Israel's President Shimon Peres says, "May it be a house of prayer for everyone." Jewish officials have made clear they hope that it will also encourage authorities to reopen other former synagogues in Eastern Europe. With some 100,000 people, Hungary hosts one of Central and Eastern Europe's largest Jewish communities outside Russia. Stefan Bos, for VOA News, Budapest.